With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Unsafe, unfair, and discriminatory practices towards women must stop. Inclusion cannot be prioritized over safety and fairness.
Riley Gaines, I'm sure you've seen Riley Gaines by now. I'm sure you know the Riley Gaines story. To quickly recap, University of Kentucky, outstanding SEC swimmer, outstanding NCAA swimmer, competing at the highest levels of collegiate swimming and doing quite well until a dude jumped in the pool. The whole Leah Thomas thing, that whole controversy, William Thomas, to be precise, a guy swimming with the gals, and suddenly he's winning the medals and they're not. And all the complaints that have surfaced in the aftermath of that incident and similar incidents around the country over the last few months and years, men competing in women's sports. Quite the controversy and quite the story. And Riley Gaines will be in town later this week, be at the University of Georgia on Thursday to share that story, speak with students and others at UGA, and will be speaking with us. We'll hear from Riley Gaines on tomorrow's program. But also on this trip, now they'll be at both UGA and Tech as a part of a swing into our state. And an equally fascinating story, and a name you may have heard, a story you may have heard. If not, we'll share it with her. She'll share it with us over the course of the next few minutes. Olivia Krolchik, a student and student still at the University of Cincinnati, got sideways with a professor up there. A biology test that didn't go well for her based on an answer she gave and a lot that has flowed from that. Olivia Krolchik, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim, so much for having me on here. I'm so excited to talk to you about my journey, and I'm so excited to join Riley at Georgia Tech and University of Georgia.
Yeah, you're with Riley Gaines and the Riley Gaines Center. First of all, tell us about that. What's the Riley Gaines Center?
Yeah, the Riley Gaines Center is created by Riley Gaines herself. It's really a center so that all women and girls can feel that they have someone to go talk to, someone to help them with situations like mine, like being failed in school unfairly for DEI issues, or for women who have had to face men in sports. It just is a center for girls to go and, you know, have someone to help them and guide them through all of these issues at their schools.
All right, so let's get to your story, Olivia Krolchik, student at the University of Georgia. By the way, what year and what are you majoring in?
I am a senior now. I am a chemistry major, and the class that I had to take was a DEI-required course for graduation, and it was a feminism course.
Okay, so you had, holy smokes, to graduate, to get out of there, you had to take and pass a feminism course, because obviously being a woman, you wouldn't know anything about feminism. So you're taking a test, and as I understand it, at some point in the test, you can tell me what the question dealt with, but you used the phrase biological women. Use the phrase biological woman. Now, let me quickly, as an aside, say I'd probably ding you for that, too, because I don't talk that way. I don't say biological dude. I don't say biological woman. I just call them men and women because that's what they are. But you, I guess, were trying to be precise and trying to answer this in as politically correct a way as you possibly could. I don't know. You tell me. What's the story here? What happened?
Yeah, so I actually had to create a project about feminism, and I could choose any topic I wanted to. So I wrote about the history of rights and opportunities that women have had in sports, and part of that touched on the issue with, like, Riley Gaines and her example with Will Thomas and having to compete against a man. And I was trying to be, I guess, generous and nice and say biological woman in order to separate. I guess I was just trying to be kind in my paper to avoid any issues like this. But my teacher said that it was contributing to heteronormativity and was exclusionary, so therefore she failed me.
Oh, wait. Give me that, because I want to get all this. I don't want to get jammed up. Heteronormativity is the word?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Correct.
Okay. Olivia Krolchik, continue. What happened next?
So next I decided to contact my professor because I was just confused. Why was I failed for one word on a project? That seems absurd for a teacher to do that. And between our email exchanges, she basically said that sex was not binary and that I was being transphobic and she was not allowing that in her classroom. And she even admitted that my project was good work. That is in the post that I created on TikTok when I originally went viral. It says that, Olivia, this is solid work, but because you use this word, I'm going to fail you.
And by the way, and that's part of the story, too, you mentioned Olivia Krolchik, you mentioned TikTok. This is not easy to do. You got kicked off TikTok.
Yeah, I've actually been kicked off TikTok 5 times since then.
I'm sorry. It must be traumatic, and here I am laughing at you. They didn't like your content, I guess?
Oh, no. Every single time I posted, within 30 seconds to a minute, my videos were all taken down.
Holy smokes. I mean, So clearly somebody, I'm sure they have algorithms and they can track words and phrases, but it also sounds like somebody's got it in for you.
Oh, absolutely. I think there's something probably when I post with my face, they probably have a track on that.
Mm. Okay, so these things happen to you. You fail the course. Now, you're on track to graduate from the University of Cincinnati, and good luck with that, and good luck with the career. By the way, what's the career plan here? What do you want to do with all this?
I am not 100% sure, but I think I want to go into a laboratory setting, and I'll probably get my master's degree in chemistry as well.
All right, so the issue, and I guess TikTok facilitates this, your story, after a fashion, goes viral. Next thing you know, you're on all the news channels, and this is being discussed. You tell me, probably not something you'd signed up for. You didn't plan on this. It's just one of those things that happens to people. What's that been like for you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, just like Riley says, it's not something you ever wanted to do or ever planned on doing. It just kind of, once this stuff happens and you realize, hey, there's actually hundreds of students messaging me saying, hey, this is happening to me as well, you feel like you have to be that voice. And I didn't expect it to be 20-year-old myself having to speak out on all these platforms and, you know, show my face out there and talk about why this is bad in schools. I didn't think it would be me. But it just is something you have to do. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. It's going to get worse. My kids are going to have to deal with it. There are little girls growing up right now who have dreams of, you know, getting their master's degree or being higher educated or competing at the highest level in sports. And you know what? One day they're not going to be able to if me and Riley don't keep speaking up.
And again, you're going to be speaking, the two of you, at the University of Georgia later this week, Thursday, also Georgia Tech. I gather you're making the rounds. What has the reception been like? And do you show up in these arenas or these meeting rooms and meeting halls and you're preaching to the choir, or do you get people who disagree with you, or both?
Oh, you definitely get both. It's great to have some support, those people who really want to see you speak. But obviously there's going to be protesters, because there's going to be people who write articles afterwards and say this, they like to say this transphobe or this bigot has showed up to campus, that this is why she should have been kicked out. They just like to cause a lot of disruptions just because they don't agree. And you know what? Freedom of speech. They're just going to have to live with it.
Again, Olivia Krolchek, a 20-year-old student at the University of Georgia and thrust into this limelight. Now, you said, let me spend a moment on this, because I have to do this. I'm compelled to do this. And you gave your reasons. I don't want my kids to have to deal with this, and that's fine. I get it. But, you know, you realize you don't have to deal with this. You could have checked out the first moment. You chose. This is a fight you chose to enter. You chose to walk onto this battlefield. And to me, that says something about you. You tell me what it says about you.
I guess I would say, yeah, I did choose to do this, but it wasn't a decision that came lightly. But once you are in this position, you feel like you have to, and it's just something it's just the right thing to do. And it is really hard because you get so many people who make threats and who say they're going to come to your house, or you better watch out, or now I can't feel safe going to campus because I have people who have threatened me on campus. And that is just something that I had to consider while making this decision. But if you think about the outcomes, like the positive outcomes that can happen, I can help stop this from happening to other students at University of Cincinnati, at other campuses. And that, to me, is worth it.
By the way, what, if anything, by way of a response, I don't know that you did this. I know what I would have done. I'd have kicked this upstairs. I'd have been in the president's office. I'd have been in the provost office screaming about what happened to me with this one professor. Anything like that happen at Cincinnati? And if so, what kind of response did you get from the folks farther up the food chain?
I was pretty much ignored for about 2 weeks. Until I became viral on social media. They didn't care until they started getting blasted on Fox News and all of that. They did not care, which shows a lot about them. They only cared when they were getting flamed on social media. So eventually I was able to talk to a dean of one of the schools at UC. I think it was like School of Science or something. But My grade was eventually changed by a different professor, and they actually reprimanded my professor and said she had to take a required free speech course and submit her syllabus for the upcoming school year.
Okay. But that seems fair. I mean, you have to take this DEI course. Okay, let her take a course in freedom of speech. Again, going to be at the University of Georgia to tell all this, talk about all this with students at the University of Georgia later in the week, Thursday. I've said this many times, probably so many that the folks that listen are tired of hearing me say this, but I'll say it to you because you haven't heard it. It occurs to me that largely, you especially, being as young as you are, you're the first generation to ever have to deal with this. I mean, have you ever thought of it that way, that nobody until now, nobody at the University of Cincinnati 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 100 years, none of them had to deal with this. Nobody's ever had to deal with this until now, and here you are on the front lines of this.
Yeah, well, actually, interesting you say that, because I actually got a message one day from a student who was there in 2007 saying this exact situation happened to me.
Oh,
so it has happened before. It just has never been as bad as it is now.
Mm. What's it like? And you've been spending time, I guess, and you will this week with Riley Gaines. And we'll talk with her, as we say, we'll hear from her on tomorrow's program. Give me a heads up here. What is she like? I mean, I know what I see on TV, but you never know until you're actually around and engaging with people. What's she like?
Oh, she is absolutely incredible. She is just one of the most inspiring people you can meet. And you know what? What she preaches online, social media, she absolutely believes in. And I think that's important to me, to know that her heart is in this and she truly believes what she's fighting for. So she's just the most inspirational person you could ever meet.
And as you say, as you make the rounds, you hear from other students and they tell you that in many cases they've dealt with this same thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm definitely not the only one. Hundreds of students who have been failed for certain opinions, who are afraid of speaking out because they know their teacher's going to fail them, or just whatever the situation is. Yeah, we are definitely not alone in this fight.
And again, just to quickly recap, and everybody tuning in and not catching the first of this, Olivia Krolchik, University of Cincinnati, a project that she had there, used in that project the phrase biological women, and a woke professor flunked her and all that has flowed from that sense, and that's the reason for making the rounds with Riley Gaines, and of course her story well documented as well. A female swimmer in the pool with men who shouldn't have been there, and they're going to talk about that later this week, as we say, at UGA. What have you, and we'll let you go on this one, Olivia Krolchik, what have you, as an individual, learned about yourself in dealing with all this?
I've definitely learned that I can actually handle a lot more than I thought, because it's been hard traveling. It's been hard to, you know, continue my social media presence. It's been hard to deal with all of the hate that you get while also doing school, while also working. And I just learned that I actually have a lot more in me that I didn't know about. And I'm proud of it, but obviously it has been really hard.
And as you said, on track to graduate later this year.
Yes, a year early.
A year early. Holy smokes. And then on to grad school.
Yes.
You decided where you're going to do that, or do you know yet?
No, I have not decided yet.
Where are you from, by the way?
DC, but not anymore.
Yeah, where are you from, by the way?
I grew up near Chicago for 18 years, and I've lived in Cincinnati for the last two.
All right, well, listen, we'll look forward to seeing you on Thursday. Best of luck with all this. Our prayers with you. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Great to join you.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime Secured Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.